Hello.
Yes, hello, good evening. My name is Joshua. I'm calling from Opinion Research. This evening we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community and we'd like to get your opinions. Let me ask you, with which political party are you registered? Republican, Democrat, not registered, independent, affiliated? Some other political party. Okay.
Republican.
As you are aware, very few people actually vote in Republican primary elections. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the Republican elections for U.S. Senate, Florida State Legislature, and local offices in St. Lucie County on Tuesday, August 20th? If you have already voted by absentee mail in ballot, you can indicate
no.
that as well.
No.
I have already voted by absentee mail in ballot. I'm definitely going to vote. I'm very likely to vote. I'm somewhat likely to vote.
I am absolutely going to vote. I will go to the polls and vote.
Definitely going to vote, right? And voters in Florida are permitted to request a vote by mail, ballot, or vote in person. With this in mind, how do you intend to vote in the Republican primary elections on Tuesday, August the 20th? I will vote at my polling place on election day. I will vote by mail with an absentee mail in ballot. I will vote early in person at a designated early voting location.
I will vote in person at my precinct.
You will vote at your polling place on the election date?
Yes.
Okay. What is your age, please?
85.
Thank you so much. And also, what is the last grade of formal education you have completed, please, ma'am?
Junior college.
College graduate with an associate?
No.
2 years degree?
Two years of college.
2 years, okay. You will now be giving a list of some public officials that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, you can indicate that as well. Kathy Townsend, favorable or unfavorable?
Very, very favorable.
Okay. Ken Mascara?
Unfavorable. He's not running. What kind of a thing is this? He's not even running.
Very or somewhat unfavorable?
Unfavorable, but he's not running. He's out. He's not.
It's just
he's
about
not
public officials in general. Correct. Very unfavorable or somewhat unfavorable about Ken Mascara?
Very unfavorable.
How about Richard Del Toro?
Very favorable.
Linda Bartz?
Very unfavorable.
Keith Person?
Terrible.
Very unfavorable or somewhat unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
Thank you so much. What is the first thing that comes to mind that you can tell me about Keith Person?
That he's a crook.
He's a crook, you said, right?
Yes, he was in cahoots with other people, and I know his background. I've lived here a long time, and I wouldn't trust him for anything.
Okay. Thank you so much for your opinion. And also, let me ask you, what is the first thing that comes to mind that you can tell me about Richard Del Toro?
That he has been a very, very good policeman here in Port St. Lucie, where I live. For all the years I've been here and all he's here, last 15 years at least while he's been in office.
Correct. Thank you so very much. You will now be asked a few short questions about the upcoming August Republican primary elections. Now, if the Republican primary elections for St. Lucie County Commission District 3 were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Linda Bartz or Erin Ann Lowry?
Erin Ann Lowry.
And would you say that you're definitely voting or probably voting for Erin Ann Lowry?
Definitely.
Okay. And now if the Republican primary election for St. Lucie County Commission District 5 were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Kathy Townsend or Audra Macon?
Kathy Townsend.
And would you say that you're definitely voting or probably voting for Kathy Townsend?
Absolutely going to, yes.
Definitely.
Definitely.
Okay, and lastly, if the Republican primary election for St. Lucie County Sheriff were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Richard Del Toro, Preston Michael DeFrancesco, Keith Person?
Del Toro.
Okay, and would you say that you're definitely voting or probably voting for Richard Del Toro?
Definitely.
Okay, do you approve? Thank you for your opinion. It's very important. Do you approve or disapprove of the job that Keith Pearson is doing as St. Lucie County Sheriff?
No, I don't approve.
Do you strongly disapprove or somewhat disapprove?
Strongly.
Thank you. And from the following list, what have you seen, read, or heard about Keith Pearson and his campaign for St. Lucie County Sheriff in the past few weeks? If you haven't seen, read, or heard anything about Keith Pearson, you can indicate that as well. So a television ad, received something in the mail, received a text message, received a visit to your home from Keith Pearson or campaign volunteer, something else, or haven't seen or read anything? Or heard anything?
No, I have got some trash in the mail that he sent.
In the mail?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you very much. Moving forward, 83% complete, almost done. And did what you see, read, or hear recently make you more likely or less likely to vote for Keith Pearson in the election for St. Lucie County Sheriff? If it made
much
no
less,
difference, you can indicate that as well.
Much less
likely. Thank you. Okay. And from the following list, what have you seen, read, or heard about Richard Del Toro and his campaign for St. Lucie County Sheriff in the past few weeks? If you haven't seen, read, or heard anything about Richard Del Toro, you can indicate that as well. So a television ad, receive something in the mail, receive a text message, receive a visit to your home from Richard Del Toro or campaign or volunteer, something else, haven't seen, read, or heard anything?
What I have seen, it came through the mail, and it was sent out by the Pearson people, and it's ugly, and it's terrible.
Oh, okay. So about Del Toro, though, about Richard Del Toro, did you receive
something
in the mail?
Yes.
How about saw a television ad about him, or just
No,
the mail?
I have not seen anything on television. I don't like television.
How about received a visit to your home from Richard Del Toro?
No.
Or a campaign volunteer?
No.
Not a text message.
I've read some things in the paper where he's done, you know, his job. I've seen.
Okay, and did what you see, read, or heard recently make you more likely or less likely to vote for Richard Del Toro in the election for St. Lucie County Sheriff? If it made no difference, you can indicate that as well. Much more
likely
or somewhat more likely?
More likely.
Much more or somewhat more?
Much more, much more.
And you will now be asked a few questions, short demographic questions, before we finish for classification purposes. If you were to label yourself, would you say that you are a liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
I am very conservative.
Thank you. And what is your main racial background, please? African American,
white,
black, Hispanic, white Caucasian. Thank you. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation, ma'am.
Okay.
Okay, bye-bye.